As we continue to the cackles of Mark Hackle. Mark is our first guest in this break, and then we'll say hi to Katrina McCree, the new CEO of Thaw, the Heat and Warmth Fund. But we start off with Mr. Hackle, Macomb County Executive. And I have in my hand a miniature billboard that you have along the road, and I was selling these for $10 cash with the money going directly to me.
Something tells me I haven't made much.
I have not made any money at all because people figured out they were on the bar at the Yankee Rebel.
Yeah, so, for free. And they weren't even taking those either.
No. And then I saw AAA bond rated. I thought it was a bond company that sponsoring you, but it wasn't. Okay.
Bonding people out of prison.
Right. You're AAA bond rated. How are you doing? You having fun up here?
Really
good. Seems like you are.
This is my 16th year being up here, and I tell you, it's great for us to get the word out about Macomb County, but also let people realize, you know, we're here as a regional partner to try to figure out how do we grow this region to compete with other regions around the globe.
I know we have something important to talk about, as we always do, but I'm just going to say, have people stopped asking you if you're going to run for governor?
Well, in light of what you just have with Mike Duggan dropping out, I got more phone calls and more attention drawn to that.
Again.
I mean, it's like some people don't realize that it's too far in the process. You can't do that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not running for governor.
And it doesn't seem like that it depresses you or upsets you or angers you, because you take your job very seriously and you work it very hard. And look at what is going on with Selfridge. That's so very important, and to wrap your arms around, as you always have.
Yeah, you know what? I got a great team around me. That's the thing. You know, you have the right people working with you.
You don't mean Swicklet, do you?
He's listening. I know he's listening.
I know he's listening.
He's listening somewhere. He always does. But yeah, I mean, the success of the things that we have seen in and around the county has been a direct result of the people that are part of the team, but also that Macomb with everybody, that ability to work with others, you know, whether it's the 24 municipalities that make up Macomb County, working with the industry, working with Selfridge, working with our regional partners. So the idea that, you know, you're going to be able to do something alone as a public official, elected official, even a business owner, it doesn't happen unless you have the proper team to build things around you. And so Selfridge was an incredible accomplishment because everybody was rolling in the same direction, every municipal leader, every resident, all the chambers were on board with this, Republicans, Democrats, it didn't matter. Everybody came together, and this is something that I think you couldn't see this in any other state where there's an installation like this where you got absolutely no one pushing back on this effort to try to get the replacement of those fighters, and we did here in Michigan.
A true rare bipartisan support that you had. I mean, who could be against it and show their face? And, you know, one of the great things, Mark Hackle, is you talk about your team and the fact that because you've had this job for a while, you've been able to build a great team.
Yeah, and it was interesting because I first got into this, I did not. It was just myself and Al Lorenzo at the time, believe it or not, the former president of Macomb Community College, who I was trying to encourage to run for county executive because I adored that job of being the sheriff. He committed to saying he wasn't interested, but if I did, he would be there with me. And he's still part of the team. And from that, we've built, you know, whether it's the finance director, my deputy executives, the people that are working internally within the organization. I mean, we got our every aspect of what we've got going are people that are subject matter experts and truly understand their craft. And my job was to basically learn from them and to try to figure out, you know, how do we get past the politics to get things done. And so, you know, we've never led with the partisan aspect of, you know, whether I got elected as a Democrat or Republican mattered not. I represent everybody in Macomb County, 880,000 people, to try to get things done. So we set the politics aside to try to move forward with what we believe is the right thing to do and what the people are interested in having us get done.
You've always done that, Mark. Anything else before we let you go?
No, Macomb County is doing great, and we're very fortunate to have get the word out here.
I understand you're AAA bond rated.
Yeah, you know what? That's an incredible testament. Fully funded retirement health care. We're fully funded with our pension systems. We've got money in the bank, paying cash for the jail project. I mean, that's not a bond project. So our finances are an incredible order. That less than 1% of municipalities have such a bond rating.
Wow.
And we have that now in Macomb County.
You can go to macombgov.org and learn more of the great job that you're doing. Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate you, Paul. Thank
you. Appreciate you.